We have to really see what this leaven are, because if you don't see, then you will not have the desire to purge out the leaven. Right. And the Lord wants for us to purge out all the leaven that is within our heart. That's why we are starting with point B. Because if you don't see what the leaven are, then you will not appreciate the wonderful life of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because we often say Christ is our life. We talk about life, 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 and life. But unfortunately, you're talking about a life full of leaven. How can this life work in you if you don't purge out the leaven? It is not possible. Right. So today, if we are truly keeping the feast of unleavened bread, one of the most important things is to purge out the leaven. And surprisingly, the Chinese translation of the Feast of Unleavened Bread is the Feast of Purging Out the Leaven. That's what the Chinese translation said, right? 中文叫是什么？除教饼，除教节，对不起，除教节。这是中文的 translation in the Bible, right? But it is definitely called the Feast of Unleavened Bread, because the emphasis there is the wonderful Christ who is unleavened. And the result of eating such a wonderful bread which is unleavened will be the purging out of all the leaven that is within us, both individually and also in the church life. Right, this is the feast the Lord really wants us to keep. And among all these three feasts, in the first time, the first appointed time of the year, it is called the Feast of Unleavened Bread, because it is celebrated 7 days. Right? Meaning to say that the Lord wants us to completely purge out the leaven. Why is it called or celebrated for 7 days? According to the Bible, number 7 is a complete number. It's a very important number, meaning to say a number signifying the complete work of God, like the 7 days of recreation, renovation in Genesis chapter 1. Right. Or you have the 7 churches in the book of Revelation showing the complete history from the beginning of the church throughout the centuries to the coming again of the Lord Jesus Christ, the whole history of the church. Or the 7 seals talking about God's administration, right? Since he ascended from heaven, the Lord's administrating the whole universe until his return, until the new heaven and new earth, you have altogether 7 seals, etc. So, 7 days. Why do we have to keep the feast 7 days? Because the Lord wants us to completely get rid of the leaven. Don't just get rid of a little bit. Leave the rest there for next week. Meanwhile, the leaven that is left there will grow and multiply. And pretty soon next week you'll be full of leaven again. Which is not good. Right? So, the Feast of Unleavened Bread is celebrated how many days again? 7 days. 7 days. Wonderful. Right? Because during the 7 days, the Lord told them no leaven should be seen in your house, not in a drawer, not in any corner, not in the kitchen. Don't just put it away on the side and take it back again. No, get rid of it. No leaven to be seen in your whole house. Right. This is how the Lord wants his people to be sanctified, Remember, the Lord wants to have a glorious church, holy and without blemish. How are we going to do that if we are not keeping the feast of unleavened bread? Do not be offended. Right. If you tell me, John, you're full of leaven, I will say amen. But I want to get rid of it. Help me to get rid of it. Help me to get rid of it. Yeah. If you can help me get rid of the leaven, I will really do it 7 times to you. I won't get mad at you. People say, you have leprosy. I said, that's right. But the Lord cleansed me from my leprosy. Right. Why get angry? No need to get angry. Purge out the leaven. That's good enough, right? Will you get angry if I say, Freddie, purge out the old leaven? What? You're accusing me of having leaven? Will you say that to me? Are you sure? So, purge out your leaven, please. I'm going to see if he's going to get mad at me. We'll put you right to test. No, really, brothers, you know, let's encourage one another to purge out the leaven. Right, purge it out. Right. If I have leaven, let me know. I like to purge it out. Right. And definitely, right, we all have the flesh still with us. That's why we need to deal with it. We have the feast of the Passover. But that is not enough. This is what Christ has done for us by his precious blood. But now whatever is in my heart has to go. You may have come out of Egypt through the Passover lamb, but Egypt did not come out of you. It's easier to come out of Egypt physically. But in the wilderness, they are thinking about Egypt all the time. Oh, the garlic. Oh, I love the Egyptian garlic. Egyptian garlic. Oh, the meat there. Wow. The Egyptian pork. The Filipino lechon. Thinking about all of that, right? You came out just like Lot's wife came out of Sodom, but the heart is still there. The Lord told them, don't turn back, don't look back. But the temptation was too big, too great. Lot's wife turned back, right? So you have to see that together with the Passover, there has to be the feast of unleavened bread. Because there is still so much leaven within us. And you need to appreciate this, because when you come to the fourth feast, the feast of weeks, when the Holy Spirit is poured out and the churches was raised up, what was offered was 2 loaves of leavened bread, showing that the churches still have a lot of leaven. Yeah. John Yao, do we have leaven in the church in Fountain Valley? Yes. What? Who has leaven? Start with you and we all have it. How about you, Freddie? Are you in from the church in
Fountain Valley? Yes.
Oh, I'm so ashamed to be in the church in Fountain Valley. Yeah, am I? I'm so thankful I'm in the church in Fountain Valley with Levin. You know why? Because here we are celebrating the feast of unleavened bread. Purging out the leaven. Aren't you happy you're in a church in Fountain Valley with leaven? Really happy?
Yes.
Why? Because we have this wonderful feast of unleavened bread. No? Everybody's happy? You're happy? A happy, happy church life? Right? This is really wonderful. I love this feast. You know, every time I come to this table, I told the Lord, Lord, whatever is remaining of the leaven in my heart, help me to purge them away. I dare not say I have no leaven in my heart, because I cannot see my own heart. Can you see through your own heart? The first person that my heart deceives, you know who? Ourselves. So if I am not in the light of God, I will not know that in my heart there is leaven. And I really will appreciate it. Many times we talk about fellowship. Let's have fellowship. But a fellowship must be truly in the light. Right? If we do not walk in the light, and we say we have fellowship. What did the old apostle John said? We what?
We lie.
And I don't believe you lie in with purpose. You lie because you don't realize it. Yeah. That's why. You lie without knowing you're lying. Many times we thought we are right, but we are wrong. Because we are not in the light. Right? So, what happened? Fellowship, the more we fellowship, the worse it gets. So better not fellowship. Just remain fellow. Just remain a fellow. You're my fellow, I'm your fellow. No ship. Then we'll say, hi, we're still friends. Hi. Right. Yeah. Now, let's go on with the matter of purging out the leaven. Oh, I couldn't find the leaven here. It's hidden in page 2. I have to look for it. Right. So, you can really see that all this leaven is very hidden, because it's hidden in the religion, because religion looks good. So, before the Lord Jesus Christ came, Judaism looks really good. Nobody knew that it's not a good thing. Until John the Baptist came, the first time, the forerunner of the Lord Jesus, the scribes, the Pharisees, they came to be baptized. Wow, what did John say? Huh? What? Louder.
Brood of vipers.
What?
Brood of vipers.
John the Baptist, you don't have love. Where is the love, lovey-dovey love? They came to be baptized. You told them, you brood of vipers. Who warns you and who taught you to come and be baptized? Won't you be happy when somebody comes to be baptized? Oh, John, yeah, we'll be so happy. Wow, we have another baptism. And now John the Baptist saw these people coming and not John Yao, but John the Baptist. We have a religious concept. Even when we talk about love and peace, it is leaven. Because you don't really want peace. And you don't really love. Right. It is not simple, brothers. Really. And I'm not talking about anybody else. I'm talking about me. Myself. The flesh. I'm talking about our fallen humanity. It is unfortunately like that. No wonder God provided a feast of unleavened bread, which we must all appreciate. Otherwise, you don't appreciate it, you keep your leaven. You want to keep your leaven, it is your problem. Right? So, beware of the leaven of Pharisees and Sadducees and Herodians. Now, then the leaven of hypocrisy. Luke chapter 12, verse 1. Let us read it just to have a good impression. The Word of God, with your eyes, seeing and reading it, really will help you to remember. In the meantime, when innumerable multitude of people had gathered together, so that they even trampled one another, the first thing the Lord began to say to his disciples, first of all, is what?
Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy.
And verse 2, for nothing covered that will not be revealed, nor hidden that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have spoken in the dark will be heard in the light, and what you have spoken in the ear in the inner rooms will be proclaimed on the housetop. Praise the Lord. This is talking about the leaven of hypocrisy. Because we all like to keep it in the dark. We like to keep it in the dark. To cover it up. This is hypocrisy. Something is in the dark, you cover it as if it was not there. Right. This is the meaning of this word, hypocrisy. Right? You wear a mask, just like an actor. You know, an actor. Nowadays, of course, the actors wear no masks. But in the earlier days, in China especially, all of a sudden, just a twisting of a neck. And you change face. And now I'm smiling. The next day I look like a devil. The next moment. Not just the next day. You know, in Sichuan, right? Is that in Sichuan? Oh, 变脸. 变来变去. Oh, my goodness. You haven't seen it? You should go to China, to Sichuan. Where is that place? Guang, where is my wife? 变脸. Oh, 真的会变. 你知道, 宗教的人也会变脸的. 我们大家都会变脸. 你不会变脸啊? You think you cannot change face? How many faces do you have? Jesus. We hide our face. We hide things within us. And all the time we are so humble. We walk around. So. Hi. Isn't that what the Pharisees and the scribes were doing? They walk around with their, you know, wonderful thing there, and holding the Bible there. Hi. Am I not so holy? I'm holding a holy book and wearing a holy gown and putting on a holy cap. Does it make me holy? No, it doesn't. And everybody is fooled. This is hypocrisy. It's a leaven. It's a leaven. Right. When the Lord was on this earth, did he wear any mask? 主耶稣有没有带变脸？The Lord is always open, real, honest. Spoke what is from the Father. Right. If you are not happy, it's up to you. You think he's talking about you? I don't know. But the Lord is always what he is. You cannot misread him. But he is manifested before all. Right. He didn't pretend to be anybody. Although he is the Son of God. He is the Son of God. He is even God himself. And yet, when he was on this earth, he was open with anybody. Right? Nobody is like him. None of us are like him. He is the only perfect one. Remember, he is the bread who came down from heaven. I'm earthly, you're earthly, but he is heavenly. It's written, the first man, Adam, is earthly of the earth and was made a living soul. But the second man is the man from heaven. He is heavenly and he is spiritual. We are all earthly, imperfect. Are you perfect? No, I'm not perfect either. You know, if you want to see a lot of mistakes in me, you can find it. You can even have a checklist. I can even help you to make one. So that your checklist will be more thorough. But praise God, we have a wonderful bread from heaven. The food that God gave us, gave you, gave me to eat. It's a very special food, and this food is the medicine from heaven to heal me, to change me, to save us. Not just outwardly coming out of Egypt, but to get all the evil things and Egyptian things, the hypocrisy, all the leaven, all the wickedness, all the malice, all the sinfulness out of me. How are you going to do that? The blood cleanses. But what about removing it? It is the bread of life. It is the bread from heaven. It's the unleavened bread that you and I need to eat. Don't ask me how to eat. If you're hungry, you desire to live a life that is like the Lord, then you will go to Him and says, Lord, give me to eat. He will give you to eat. His word will become living and alive to you. The Spirit will move within you because the Holy Spirit lives in you. So it is not a matter of how to eat. It is a matter of do you want to eat? I can give you the best method, perhaps. Well, I cannot. But even if I could give you a best method, I don't think you will eat. Just like a little boy, a little girl. Eat, eat. Open your mouth. Eat. Eat. Don't you have mouth? No, open it. Eat. You won't eat. You won't eat. I'm not teaching anybody a method to eat. You know, I used to hear a method how to eat. Jesus opened up. In the beginning was the word. In the beginning, amen. Beginning, amen. Beginning, amen. There, amen. There. The word, amen. Word, amen. Amen. The word. In the beginning was the word. Amen. Amen. The word. Amen. Oh, that was eating. After doing that, I didn't know what I ate. I ate the beginning, the word. I ate the article, the, amen, the word, 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 amen, the word, word, amen, amen, amen. The word of God. I was taught like that, of course, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but we really did it. Huh? I even pray with backwards. That's how I ate, that's how crazy I was. I ate backwards. Because every word is life. In the meantime, when an innumerable multitude, amen, innumerable, hallelujah, and when, amen, when, meantime therein, amen. You know, I was that crazy. Because I want to eat. Because I thought that was the way. So I ate forward, backwards, I ate in the middle, I ate, I bite here, I bite there, I bite. That's how desperate I was because I wanted to eat Jesus. I'm not ashamed to say this. That was crazy. I was a young man. I didn't know what to do. But I wanted to eat Jesus. But today I know how to eat Jesus, this wonderful Jesus. I'm hungry for Him. The Lord says, he who comes to me shall never hunger. When you go to Him, you have desire, you have an appetite for Him. He will give you to eat. He will speak to you. He will feed you. He will give you to drink the Spirit. His word becomes living to you. Right. He is the bread from heaven. And then the Lord says, my flesh is meat indeed. Are you going to bite Him? Then the Lord says, no, the flesh is what? Profits nothing. But Lord, you just said you're going to give me your flesh to eat. Now you said your flesh profits nothing. How am I going to eat you? And then He says, the words that I've spoken to you, they are what? Spirit and life. That means you should be for a spirit and life in the Word. You come to Him. You come to Him. You come to the living Christ, who is the bread of life. Don't ask for a method. But when you open your heart and you are in your spirit having a desire and appetite to eat Him as the living bread. Lord, you are the living bread of life. Give me to eat. You know, in John chapter 4, the Samaritan woman, the Lord said, if you know who I am, the gift of God, you will ask of me and I will give you living water to drink. So what did the woman say? Okay, Lord, give me this living water. So what does the Lord do? Did she or did she not receive living water? How? What way? What method did the Lord teach her? Call me 10 times. Say, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, 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 Lord, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, 10 times and you drink. Is that the way the Lord tells him to do? Told her to do? Now you tell me, did the Lord give her a drink or not? How? I don't know how. There is no how. But it was in her conversation with this source of the water of life that the water flows into her. And she began to be enlightened. She began to see, wow, he is the Messiah. Firstly, he said, wow, you're a prophet. Then he went to town and said, look, there is somebody there, he's the Messiah. How does she know he's the Messiah? Did she drink or did she not drink? And what happened to the water? Huh? So after it became a fountain, how do you drink now? The fountain is now in you. You just have to speak to the fountain, right? Lord, I'm thirsty. I want to drink. Give me the drink. The fountain is in you. It's just like that rock that follows them wherever they went. The spiritual rock will follow you. That physical rock, perhaps not, but the spiritual rock who now dwells in you will follow you wherever you go. And there is that living water within you all the time. Are you drinking? How often do you drink? How often do you tell the Lord, Lord, I'm thirsty. I want to drink now. If you're thirsty physically, what do you do? Where is it?
In the kitchen.
In the kitchen. Where's the living water now?
In my spirit.
So where do you go to drink?
To my spirit.
Well, praise the Lord. Is that a method?
No.
No, you go where the water is. The Lord is the bread from heaven. It's a very mysterious bread. You want to eat, it's there for you. You're not hungry, you don't get anything to eat. Why are you not hungry? Because you're filled with leaven, that's why. The leaven will spoil your appetite. You know, you're filled with doctrines, knowledge, tradition. Things you have learned 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. Why, dear? Why is it that these religious people had no appetite for Jesus Christ? Because the Lord says your heart is waxed full of fat and all kinds of things filling your heart. You have no more appetite for new things. You're filled with tradition, filled with your position, they're filled with their, well, whatever they like, right? They're filled with everything. So when the Lord comes, there's no room. No wonder the Lord says, blessed are the poor in spirit. Hungry. Are you hungry? For what? Are you hungry for more of Christ? You think you know everything. I don't know everything. I hope the Lord will show me more things. Don't you? Right. So, the Feast of Unleavened Bread is a wonderful bread that came down from heaven. And this bread is pure because it is heavenly. Whatever is heavenly is pure. Don't be afraid to eat him. The Lord is very bold to say, I am the bread of life. Right. In John chapter 6, we are now talking about the unleavened bread instead of the leaven. Oh boy. Right. John chapter 6. Father God, show us this bread from heaven. Beginning in 48, I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and are dead because manna is not the true bread from heaven. The Lord says, I am the true bread that came down from heaven. But now this, he says, this is the bread which came down from heaven, that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. My, how many times the Lord has to repeat that, right? If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread which I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. And instead of receiving it, the Jews therefore begin to quarrel among themselves. Oh boy. You want to quarrel about a bread of life? Should we be quarreling about worshiping God? You want to quarrel about that? I don't. If you want to worship, you worship. If you don't want to, don't worry about it. I'm not mad at you. I'm really not mad at anyone who is not worshiping God, because you're not worshiping me. You're worshiping God. No, it's about eating Jesus. So the Jews therefore quarreled among themselves. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? I think if I were there, I would also quarrel with him, because I have not tasted of this heavenly bread. But today I have tasted of this wonderful heavenly unleavened bread. I will not argue with you. You know durian? You don't know durian. Many of you don't know durian. The Chinese know durian. It's called the king of fruit. Boy, for the Germans, for you, it smells awful, terrible smell. You run away from it. But for especially those Thai saints from Thailand. Oh, do you love durian? Yeah? Yes, right? Me, do you love durian? Doesn't it stink? She says no. How about you? Oh, she says stinks. Right? So let's quarrel. You want to quarrel about it? Right? One says it stinks, the other one says it's beautiful, wonderful. Oh, the king of fruits. You will say, no, this is the rotten among the rottenest fruit. You want to quarrel? No need. You don't want to eat? That's fine. Nobody's forcing you to eat. If you love to eat, eat as much as you like. No need. Have you ever quarreled about food? No, nobody. Nobody quarreled about food. Have you ever? Not quarrel, just discussion, right? Oh, doesn't taste good. Okay. He's a gourmet, of course. He's a perfect taste. But from quarreling, it's not, right? But definitely different opinions. definitely. Yeah, right? Right. So, do not quarrel about these things. If you desire to eat, you eat. Do not quarrel like the Jews. Then Jesus said, most assuredly, amen, amen, this is truthful, I say to you, unless you eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink of his blood, you have no life in you. You see, the Lord's desire is to get into us, to be our life. But what kind of life? It is a life that swallows up death. It is a pure life, no leaven at all. And it is a leaven-dealing life. It's a life that helps you to detox your system. You know detox? It's very popular today, right? Detox. The Chinese medicine always detox. Pai Du. Right? Pai Du. We need to be detoxed. Oh, Lord Jesus. Right. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. Remember, talking about eternal life, what kind of a life it is. It's the bread from heaven. And I will raise him up at the last day, for my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who eats me, he will live because of me. This is the bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers ate the manna and are dead. He who eats this bread will live forever. Wow. What a wonderful bread. Now, when do you celebrate this feast? When is it that this feast was celebrated? Tell me, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or the Lord's Day? Every day. But every day is just your experience there. But the real feast when we come together is when? At the Lord's Day. So when you're in the Lord's Day, do you have that sensation within your spirit and in your heart? You are celebrating the feast of unleavened bread. Or you just remember, thank you, Lord, is your body broken for me on the cross. Thank you, Lord, you died there. Amen. That's it. Or do you have the notion, I'm eating the bread from heaven, and I'm going to live by him? And while eating, I want to be conscious of eating such an unleavened bread, pure and holy. Right. Swallowing up death to detox my whole being and to get rid of all the leaven from Monday through Saturday until I come and enjoy again this feast the next Lord's Day. Do you have that sensation? Lord, I want your humanity to replace this fallen humanity. I want to live through you. But without eating you, it's not possible. So I want to eat you. The saints in Fountain Valley always know that when the plate is passed around me, I took what? The biggest piece. Because I have a big appetite. I want to eat him. I want to eat him with a double portion. So, please, in Fountain Valley, next time make a bigger piece. You know, in the Far East, it's also so small. And then I have to... I don't even see what I'm eating. There's even no taste. We are so much like the Schwaben, you know. Sparen, we are so thrifty. Are you afraid to use too much fine flour or what? Are you trying to save fine flour? Why not make a bigger one? Like a pizza from Costco. Forgive me, Lord. But I really mean it. Why only take this? You don't even taste it. That's tradition. I don't think when the Lord was breaking the bread with the 12 disciples. You think the Lord did that? He took bread, definitely a big loaf of bread. Bless it. Here, take, eat. Push it here, ma. How's it? That's how you feed 5,000. No one will be filled. Okay, time is up. We'll continue tonight about 11. Oh, Lord Jesus.